keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network Update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Callie Holthouse, and these are the latest headlines from 13 News. A deadly home explosion killed one person and a dog in a Kansas City suburb Sunday morning. Officials say they found one unidentifiable body at the scene. The cause of the explosion is under investigation. And two people were arrested in Lyon County after a chase and crash involving a sheriff deputy Saturday morning. This unfolded in Emporia when a truck drove into an area that was blocked off for an event. The truck took off when deputies tried to stop it, leading them on a chase to Highway 99. The truck hit a sheriff deputy's vehicle, causing it to roll. Both the driver of the truck and a passenger were later arrested on numerous charges. And Mothers Against Drunk Driving Heartland saw record turnout to its Walk Like Mad event over the weekend. Nearly 200 people turned out to the event back in Kansas for the first time in 5 years.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, storms likely, lows dip down to about 60. Cloudy skies tomorrow, thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 62. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 66.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas and Kansas State's baseball seasons came to an end over the weekend in the NCAA Regionals. For Kansas, it began going to the loser's bracket after falling 11-4 on Friday night to Creighton. They were able to hit three homers in the contest, one from Tommy Barth, one from Derek Serta, and one from Daryl Soria. They would take on North Dakota State in a win-or-go-home matchup. They would fall 4-3 as they couldn't get enough offense in that one, and they finished the season 43-17. Kansas State finishes the season 32-26 after falling to UTSA 10-2 on Friday. They did beat Houston Christian 7-4 on Saturday, but ultimately fell to host Texas 15-8 on Sunday as pitching was not enough as they gave up a total of 29 runs in the over the weekend and could only score 17. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
What a weekend for the Beloit Lady Trojans as they won the 3A state championship track and field competition at Wichita behind the throwing events and Tatum Seifert, who was the champion of the 3A girls shot put. The three-time defending state champion set a new meet record, 46.4 and a half. Addison Budke was second with a throw of 42.2 and three quarters. Seifert was also the champion and two-time defending champion in the discus, 147.7. Samantha Thompson finished 6th, 128.6. Cass Thompson finished 8th, 122.11. For the team totals, Beloit ran away with it with 74 points. Heston was 2nd with 49. Wellsville was 3rd with 43, among the many gold medalists, including 18 young ladies who won medals at the state meet over the weekend, were in 3A 100-meter hurdles. Dakota Gray was third, 15.63. Sophia Thompson was third in the high jump, 5'4". In the girls' pole vault, Bentley Pruitt was third, 10'6". Ashlyn Loomis, fourth, 10 foot. Zeta Purvis, eighth, 9'6". 3A girls 4x100 was eighth with a time of 50.09. Bentley Pruitt, Dakota Gray, Autumn Lorenz, Brecken Boudreau. 3A girls javelin, Autumn Lorenz was second, 135.8. Fifth was Addison Butke, 127 feet. In the 3A girls long jump, Brecken Boudreau was third with a jump of 17 feet, 8 and 3 quarters. On the boys' side, Holcomb won the 3A boys, 84. Lakin was second with 66. Beloit ended up seventh with 35. Among the boys in 3A boys shot put, Eli Johnston of Beloit was second, 60 feet, 8.5 inches. Brody Boudreau of Beloit was third, 57 feet, 0.25 inches. Griffin Johnson of Beloit was fourth, 56 feet, 9 inches. In the 3A boys discus, Eli Johnston of Beloit threw 171.7 for third. Griffin Johnson was seventh of Beloit, 151.4. And then 3A boys javelin, Brooks Jones of Beloit took second with a throw of 196.7. In 2A competition, it was Smith Center being the runner-up. Hoxie won the 2A girls with 53 points. Smith Center tied with Muncie with 44. Inman was fourth with 43.5 points, and Ellenwood was fifth with 42 points. In the girls' competition, Madison Howland of Smith Center won the 800, 216.23, 1600, 5 minutes, 3 seconds, 47 hundredths, and won the 3200 with 10.57.06. Among the other 2A medalists were Gavin Hickard of Smith Center, 8th in the 1600, 436.17, 7th in the 3200, Gavin Hickard, 10 minutes, 97 hundredths, and Alexis Kelch of Smith Center was the girls' javelin champion, 132.9. In the girls' discus, Caden Armconnect of Smith Center was 6th in the shot put, 36.8. Caden Armconnect was 8th in the discus, 112.7. In the 2A girls 400-meter dash, Cody Hewell of Sylvan Lucas was 7th, 1 minute, 73 hundredths. In the boys 2A high jump, Vance Dole of Sylvan Lucas was 3rd, 6'4". In the boys 4x800, Smith Center was 2nd, Mason Enix, Reed Doan, Gavin Hickert, Wyatt Schaefer. And in the boys 4x400, Smith Center was 2nd, Mason Enix, Cole McKelvey, Parker Hutchinson, Carson McKelvey, 326.71. In the 2A boys discus, Brant Wilson of Smith Center was 5th, 151.3. In the boys 400-meter dash, Cole McKelvey of Smith Center was 6th, 50.96. In the boys 300-meter hurdles, Carson McKelvey of Smith Center was 6th, 41.21. In 1A, 1A girls high jump, Ashlyn Schultz of Osborne was 5th, 5'2". Haley Meisner of Rock Hills jumped 5 foot for 7th. In the 1A boys pole vault, Ben Bell of Lincoln jumped 12.6 for 6th. Boys 4x100-meter relay of Bell, Miller, and Miller for Lincoln was 7th, 45.41. 1A girls 300 hurdles, Gentry Reiner of Osborne was 3rd, 46.62. Boys shot put, Easton Good of Lincoln was 4th, 50 feet, 1/2 inch. Boys triple jump, Edward Herenick, St. John's Beloit, 45 feet, 9.5 inches, is your state champion. Seventh place in the boys long jump, Edward Herenick, 20 feet, 9.25 inches. Carly Brummer of Tipton Catholic was fifth in the girls javelin, 127.6. 1A boys, 110 hurdles. Tyson Gates was third, 15.64. Jeremiah Miller of Lincoln was fifth, 15.95. Then the two switched in the 300-meter hurdles. Jeremiah Miller of Lincoln was third, 40.62. Tyson Gates was eighth of St. John's Beloit, 43.72. In the 1A boys 400-meter dash and 200-meter dash, Andy Cooper of Pike Valley was third in the 400-meter dash. He was sixth in the 200-meter dash, 50.46, 22.89 in the 200-meter. fourth place, Xavier Miller, Lincoln, 50.77 in the 400. In the 1A girls discus, Levy Reiner of Osborne was sixth, 119.4. 1A boys 4x400 relay, St. John's was third. Nicholas Niewald, Edward Terenik, Caden Brummer, Henry Holden. And in the girls 1A 4x800, the champions was the Osborne Lady Bulldogs with a new meet record of 9:49.08. Ryan Berticelli, Levy Reiner, Kate Kindig, and Addison Poor. And in the 4x400, Osborne was eighth, Gentry Reiner, Levy Reiner, Cam Taylor, Addison Poor. Congratulations, Beloit Lady Trojans, your 3A state champions. Congratulations to the Lady Red of Smith Center, runner-up in 2A. Congratulations to all the champions, the medalists, and everybody who participated on a beautiful weekend at the Kansas State High School Activities Track and Field Championships this past Friday and Saturday. This has been John Bowden with Katy Country 94, Classic Rock Z 96.3 Sports.